eight other players that are better than him. Eight. That's a great point, because now they don't even do by position. Eight players. I have problems with that, Keith, even with his injury.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. It's strictly the injury. I mean, if he finishes out and plays the rest of the schedule and keeps putting up comparable number, I think he's probably on over Retina Basahan.
Yes.
I think that they gave the guy that played all the games the benefit of the doubt, and Alabama had a slightly better season than we did, and I think that's what happened.
And, Don, they're saying on Periscope, your grandson is definitely first team.
Well, I think so. You know, that little kid, of course, he's moved on now. It's baseball season, but I'll have to keep you posted. But I'm waiting, you know, of course, he plays already league ball, but I'm waiting for him to get on up to high school. I hope I live that long. He's only 9. But, of course, I do have his brother, who's 15, is on the freshman thing at Sequoia, so. You know,
Don, you're the man. We appreciate the phone call. Thank you. Have a great night. We're happy for you. We're happy for all the living Vols. Now, I want to tell you this. I'm going to go to the receiving of friends for Bob Williams, who passed away earlier, and he's over in Clinton. Clone's coming in here momentarily. He's going to continue to take phone calls from you. We're going to continue to talk about this game. If Hatfield wants to stay with Cloney, he'll continue and give his thoughts. We'll do that. I do want to remind you that portions of tonight's program are presented by your friends at Garza Law Firm. They now have, if you go to their website and you click on their website at garzalaw.com, what will come up is a prompt where they can help you immediately through the internet, and there is a live person there to answer whatever questions you may have, if you need to get in touch with somebody, and whether it's criminal defense or any of the other forms of law that your Garza Law Firm practices, Marcos and the folks there will take great care of you online at GarzaLaw.com. Online at GarzaLaw, GarzaLaw.com. And, boy, it's just a fun day. Just a fun day. Just a fun day. Just a fun day, Doc. What you think?
All right. I don't like Kevin Stallings, but...
Now here's your charge, okay? Here's your charge. Would you play it straight? No crazy voices. Take calls on the game. Will you do that for me?
We'll do it.
Are you proud?
Proud. I'm excited. It's basketball time, baby!
He said he'll do it, Keith, and how long did he stay before doing one of those voices?
Clone.
Didn't last long for the cloney.
What up, Keith?
Doing well. How are you tonight, clone?
Doing fantastic, man. Fantastic.
Go to the phones. Keep doing what you're doing. Stay on Periscope. Keep doing what you're doing, brother.
I get to use your devices and everything.
Yes.
Yes. Fantastic. Here, can you take this? Thank you. It's too healthy for me. Keith, what's going on, man? I got to listen to a little bit of it, but big win for the Vols, obviously. Man, what stood out to you other than just intensity, defensive, rebounding, every little thing they did right tonight, man. And it certainly didn't hurt that... Vandy was dreadful early in the game.
Well, it helped. Well, I mean, Tennessee, I mean, the one thing tonight was every time Vanderbilt made a push and kind of got the advantage, seemed like they had all the momentum and everything, Tennessee managed to make a shot or make a play. And that had not been this team's method of operation down the stretch in the regular season or for much of the regular season. I mean, generally they would, anytime they pushed out to a big lead and somebody came at them, that was usually it. They usually kind of spit the bit out and lost, and I think that certainly wasn't the case today. Tennessee was ready to go.
Would you have ever thought that you would be talking about, I mean, obviously you'd probably have to have one more big game, And that could certainly happen for Dedrick Mostella. But his name being engraved on the all-SEC tournament team, I mean, that's crazy. 18
well,
points.
If he has a great game tomorrow, I think there's a very good chance he would be on it.
Yeah, it's just crazy. All right, Keith, let's see if I can just keep it on the road right here for Tony Basilio and what you're doing. I'm just trying not to screw it up at this point. All right.
Not a problem, Cloney.
All right, brother, let's get it going here. Welcome into basketball overtime. Keith, help me out here on the sponsors. I know, is it Clancy's that sponsors your appearance?
Yes, and it's Smart Way and the Garza Law Firm on the other end.
Smart Way and the Garza Law Firm. Fantastic. Hey, welcome in. Who we got right here?
It's Will from Chicago.
Woo! What's up, Will? Go Cubbies!
Hey, go Cubbies! Hey, listen, I gotta give a shout out to the sports page. I was up in Chicago and, outside, and they did not have SEC Network, and the owner of the bar actually went to DirecTV and bought it for me. So how about that?
That's solid.
Solid, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely solid. And so anyway, I really miss Knoxville, but what a great showing. It's exciting to, be two games in and, you beat the next team. So, I feel like we're in a pretty damn good position compared to what we were before, don't y'all?
Keith?
Oh, yeah. You win tomorrow. I would be very stunned if we got to a position where, I'll be godsmacked if we win the tournament, but, there's no reason Tennessee can't win tomorrow and at least be in the semifinals.
Well, I don't even think that, though, Keith. I think that, just being tomorrow, and I think the fans, and I truly believe the players are taking it one game at a time,
Oh, yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. This team right now understands that they've given themselves an opportunity. They're on their way to win tomorrow, and then you're two games away from being in the NCAA tournament. It's hard to beat that.
Well, let me ask you a question on a negative note, but what Vandy did to us when we were getting up, they put a press on us. I guess it was a 1-3-1 root lock.
Yes.
Like three-quarter 1-3-1 press on us, and that gave us trouble for a while.
Well, we don't handle it very well, and we don't pass it very well. So, any kind of ball pressure is going to be tough for us. But, luckily, LSU doesn't play hard enough to get out and press anybody. So, I don't think that'll be a problem tomorrow. Now, you get your hands on A&M or Kentucky down the line, it might be.
Exactly. And why did you like seeing Baldwin get beat?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Always a good sight. Now, Keith, to Will's point, you got to have guards, and Tennessee just doesn't have that yet. They've got one over there that's practicing with the team in Turner, but a guy that can exploit it, or even just quick passes that they sort of did. You kind of saw their legs go away a little bit, but it was almost, Keith, like, I'm not saying a rope-a-dope, but it was almost like a heavyweight fight where, hey, they made their run, they flurried a lot of punches. We're going to just kind of hold our own right here and reserve what little bit we have left, not a deep team, but reserve a little bit of gas in the tank. And it was enough at the end. I really thought we were done. And then the way we got extra rebound and everything.
When they finally caught us, I thought the game was – I didn't think the game would even be close by the end.
Right. And then obviously looked like a charge down there when they broke the press. And I thought it was.
And Jones ends up getting the dunk on the back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Hey, listen, guys, I really appreciate it. And I will be at the sports page in Chicago if anybody wants to meet me. Owner's name is Gus. Great guy. Job. Hey, great show. Enjoy it. Hopefully we'll be calling in tomorrow with some good news.
Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Hey, a line just became available right there here in the Smart Way and Dalton. Is that? Or no, I'm sorry. Smart Way and
Garza Law Firm.
I'll get that right there. I need to write it down. I need a pen in here. All right, there went the first voice. Sorry, Keith. Hey, but Keith, to his point, how about Derek Reese too? Double digit rebounds. Totally. I mean, you expect, okay, the guy with everything he was doing this year, he makes a lot of bad plays, you know. I even saw him out there a couple times, you know, where he looked like he was going to shoot that three and then he kind of backed off and set up the offense. And that's been, to me, that's been the most impressive thing. We didn't see this. This team was playing with just lifeless. They played with no energy down the stretch the final three or four games. And I think they finally, I think it probably did some good for the team and rallied the troops when Barnes finally said, no, you know, you're going to have the surgery, punter, no more. So, I mean, this team, they're definitely rallying behind that, man. They want to send a message.
Well, I think they, like I said, I mean, they've looked like a different team the last two nights, and that's a testament. That's a testament to your veterans, and that they're always going to be the people setting the tone. I mean, a coach can only do so much. So the fact they've gotten and elevated their game the last couple of weeks, I mean, I think that's a huge part of it.
No question. Let's keep it rolling right here in the Garza Law Firm and Smart Way Basketball Overtime. Welcome in. Who we got?
Hey, man, this is Derek Reese's conscience. How are you guys?
Fantastic.
Derek Reese's feelings. Man, you know what? I have to, I'm a big fan, and it's going to be one of those privileges that I'm going to have a big butt here in a minute. I used to always say it, sometimes it's good to have a big butt. You know, even the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, right? So check it out. I don't know why Reese gets the hate from you, Hatfield. I love you, man, but to say he's talentless would be like me saying I don't
know. I didn't say it was talent. I didn't say it was talent.
No, you said a
talent. That was a caller.
SOB. You absolutely called him talentless.
Oh, no, I did not. I wouldn't have an SOB shooting 25% out there jacking up six or seven threes a game. The other guy,
I was okay. No. I was okay with that, believe it or not. I don't think you meant to, so I'll take that. You literally said he was talentless about 6 minutes before that. So, not a big deal, but I got to call and give him props. Just because the guy tried to play his role, he's a freaking AAU Olympian. I know it's Costa Rican or Puerto Rican or whatever, but the guy's got talent to say that, man. And I think he's a great player behind the scenes. The back defense, that's plenty. I think you might agree. His stuff that no one sees, the backside defense, the pressure help, the double-digit rebounds. Dude, I'll take Reese all day long. His heart's as big as the half-court offense was today. And listen, I do love you, Hatfield. I mean it. Have a good one, guys.
Okay. Yeah, well, no, I mean, I don't think you win. I think for all the good feelings last day, the reason Tennessee's 15-19 is they've got a lot of guys like Derek Reese playing a lot of minutes.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And playing with the chip on his shoulder, going out. You know, I don't know that I've ever heard you say he's talentless. we've all been critical of him, Keith, you know, with him shooting shots, jacking shots, shot selection, lack thereof. But the one thing you can definitely see, you know, 8 defensive rebounds. And that's really, you know, you don't expect a whole lot of, you know, you don't expect a whole lot of points out of the guy. Shot selection, know your role. I thought a couple of times today, you know, he didn't get a stat for it, but just keeping a ball alive where he tipped it to a guy, a 50-50 ball. I saw that twice just in the second half. That's contagious.
The odd thing about Vanderbilt, I mean, Damian Jones appears about as disinterested as you humanly can out there. It's like, and I'm always amazed when guys take that approach down the stretch as if they think the NBA guys aren't watching them. I mean, I'll put it this way: am I investing a guy in a pick in a guy who's getting beat to rebounds by Derek Reese in a game his team needs to win to make the NCAA tournament?
Ouch.
I'm at least thinking twice about it.
Wow. Yeah, that is tough. Let's keep it rolling right here in the Smart Way Garza Law Firm Basketball Overtime. You're in with Keith Hatfield. Who we got right here?
Good Thursday morning.
Is this the basketball time? Basketball time. All right, I'm not allowed to do any voices.
Hey, Cloney, you need to start doing Heather. You need to do Heather Harrington.
Married. Yeah, I'm married. Hey, relax.
Well, I don't mean
family show here. Come on.
Hey, Cloney, I don't mean doing her like that. I'm just talking about imitating her. Good Thursday morning. That makes me want to vomit on my way to work.
On Middlebrook Pike?
Yeah.
gosh. What's on your mind, Jeeker? A big W. You had to, did you hear TR's call, first call, batting leadoff?
I did not. I'm disappointed I could not get out to the receiving friends for his father today. Just had too much going on, but old TR, he's a good one.
Yep.
But I'll tell you what, I was never more proud of the Tennessee team than I was of those guys tonight. And isn't it a great thing, Keith, for that red thing around the backboard? Because you know damn good and well that if it hadn't been for that, they were going to screw us.
Right, but it's almost impossible to figure it out. I mean, that's one of the few times that technology has actually helped basketball, in my opinion, is that technology right there. I mean, it's impossible to coordinate sound and everything in your mind just watching a video. I mean, you take that out, it's 50-50 as to whether anybody figures it out.
And with SEC officials, you know, I was sitting there like I had a tweet waiting, like on hold, and I was like, just as soon as I tweet that, they're going to come back. And I ain't gonna, you know, I'm not gonna say what I said, wanted to say to Vanderbilt, but yeah, you're right. And, you know, if that would have been the SEC football with technology, although to Keith's point, I don't know that you have quite the technology that detailed as, hey, it's still on his hands and, oh, by the way, the red light on the backboard, it's already off. They don't really have it, you know, that detailed, to my knowledge, with SEC football. But even if they did, Rocky Bad or Good, whatever the hell their names are, those guys would still screw it up.
Yeah, it was just really refreshing because the first thing I thought, Keith, was that what a great decision it was for that guy to take it all the way to the hole. Because you'll see so many times at the last deal that they'll pull up and shoot like a 40-footer when they could get 15 feet closer to the goal. That guy took it all the way to the hole, and you know what? I think that was a great decision on his part. He was just a split second late.
Yeah, I mean, that's the nature of it. I mean, it's completely on the – I mean, it's just that. It's absolutely just a second here and a second there.
Hey, guys,
maybe that a split second.
Hey, guys, how close is TR to being right? And I thought he was nuts. He called in and said, hey, we can win this SEC tournament. And we're looking up, and we got Happy Face Johnny Jones is the only thing in our way from the semifinals.
And, yeah, and we we'll got, have our fi- if form holds, we'd have our hands full in the semifinals and over the finals.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Keith. If we beat Happy Face Jones, we're in the semifinals, and we've lucked up to where the one thing you always want is you want to be in the opposite bracket of Kentucky. So we've got that. I mean, I know stranger things have happened, but wouldn't it be something to see this team win this tournament?
Oh, it'd be huge.
Oh, it'd be right there with that run Georgia made. The year that we were the number one seed and the tornado hit the Georgia Dome. I mean, it would be that stunning.
Hey, you know what, Hatfield? Me and my wife and Jeep Jr., we went down there that night, and we were coming right by the I-285 interchange and watching the lightning hit the damn Georgia Dome.
That was a bad thing.
And we went down there, and we couldn't even get in a game. And we went down there, wasted motel money on a motel, and then drove back home next morning because they wouldn't let anybody in over there at Alexander Coliseum.
Yeah, that was an odd solution. We don't have enough tickets to honor everybody's tickets, so we're not going to let anybody in. I always thought that was kind of an odd solution.
Absolutely, that was crazy. But, guys, love the show and appreciate you guys being in there. And you know what? I think we can beat Johnny Jones tomorrow, don't you?
I mean, we're already beating them once.
No question. I think this team, you know, I think you can throw out the legs and that sort. I mean, I think they've, To Keith's point, I think if you get to the semis on Saturday, I think that's where it really sets in. You're talking about, I mean, you
probably
know,
Texas A&M.
Yeah, and that, I mean, honestly, I'd almost rather play Kentucky than A&M, but that's
is
just
that,
me.
Is that, is, so we play A&M if we win tomorrow?
Unless Florida upsets them, and I, from what I've seen of Florida lately, I don't think they're going to have it in them to beat a team of A&M's quality.
Well, watch Mississippi State. Mississippi State's, you know, they're, I think they're fixing to come up here in just a minute, aren't they, Keith?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got them playing ball. You know, everybody was starting to jump off of that bandwagon, was like, oh, I'm glad we didn't get him as coach. Listen, you knew eventually he was gonna get that thing rolling.
It wouldn't take him long.
No, it wouldn't take him long at all. It took a little while for them to buy in, like, man, this guy's killing us with practices and garbage cans and throwing up everywhere and suicides, but I mean the guy, his team's tournament time are Bob Huggins like tough. You know, half court defense every possession.
They're usually pretty doggone good in that situation.
Yeah.
Hey, Cloney. No. And I think Hatfield's right. I think the guy we got, I think Coach Barnes is gonna get it done too.
I agree.
Cheeker, man, we appreciate you, buddy.
See you, buddy.
All right, love you, man.
Cloney, I've got some stuff to do. I'm about to turn it over to the neutral zone for you.
Okay, well, let me ask you, Keith, real quick.
Sure.
You're obviously on tomorrow.
1 to 3.
1 to 3 p.m. right here on the Basilio Radio platform. Keith, I got to ask you, when you was talking about some other teams, are there any teams when you start looking at the, before you jump out of here, moving outside of the, even the SEC, because you commented on Florida. Florida's got a lot to play for. I think coming into today, they were the first four out.
Yeah, they definitely, yeah, I mean, if they get a win over A&M.
Right.
They're in the discussion. I think if they lose to A&M, I think it's really hard to take a team and they'd be what, 19-14. I mean, they played a tough schedule, but they really didn't win any of the,
right,
non-conference did, but they didn't win any of the games.
Yeah, no, I mean, question.
I mean, other than West Virginia, I don't know how much the committee will value that, simply because I think the committee more and more has been a little smarter actually looking at context of games. And that SEC Big 12 challenge thrown right in the middle of conference season, I'm not a big fan of
I'm
that.
I'm not either. I don't like that at all. So teams outside the SEC, let's talk for a second. Just real quick, and then we'll let you out of here. Are there some teams that maybe that were first four in that have dropped out?
Well, I think Vanderbilt put themselves in real danger today. I think Vanderbilt
put themselves
in real danger. I mean, I think Michigan's kind of – a lot of people think Michigan's on that – teetering on that line. They'll play Indiana tomorrow. That'd be a huge win for them. I mean, they get that. They're probably in the discussion. I mean, there are a whole bunch of teams out there. I mean, I think Pittsburgh has to sweat it out now, but – for the most part, you're down now with your major conferences. Just about everybody's sealed their fate one way or the other. There aren't a lot of teams in the major conferences that aren't pretty much where they need to be. I mean, Butler, after they lose today, Butler will have to sweat it out a little bit, but I'll be surprised if they don't ultimately get in.
Right. And, of course, Gonzaga clinching earlier this week. They were sort of, you know, one of those teams.
I think that was a play-in game.
Play-in, yeah.
As great a record as they've had, both teams have had, I don't think either St. Mary's or Gonzaga had the profile of a team that was going to get an at-large bid. So I think that was essentially an NCAA tournament play-in game right there.
Right. Keith, man, always a pleasure, man. Hey, enjoy it. Go have a, go have a drink or two for me. Have a great evening, man. Hopefully you guys are back in here tomorrow on the Smart Way Garza Law Firm in a great mood with a hopeful TR leadoff call. No telling where, you know, you may have to join him at his watering hole tomorrow after the game if they pull this off.
That's a definite possibility, Cloney. Have a great show.
Hey, you too. Thanks, man. Appreciate you, Keith.
All right.
That was Keith Hatfield right there in with us there, dropping off the VIP line. As gotta love having some Hatfield in here breaking it down. The watering hole had to be calling Keith for sure. We're going to stay on here. I'll tell you what we're going to do, though. Let's get this call right here. I'm going to get a call, and then we're going to reset, hit the reset button, jump into some neutral zone. You are listening to the Smartway and Garza Law Firm Basketball Overtime. This is Clone. Normally, Tony Basilio, he left out, and wanted to go show some respect and pay his dues there and go see TR's family, spend some time with him. Had a chance to talk with TR there earlier, and he's hanging in there. And again, condolences to him, his family, Sleepy, some great folks there in losing their pops there. But, hey, you know what? Maybe Tennessee will just keep this thing rolling like TR said, and you know, I mean, this is a great time of year. March Madness is already getting crazy. Let's get it rolling. Let's keep it rolling right here in the Smartway Garza Law Firm. Probably our final caller in the basketball, then we'll switch over to neutral zone. Who we got right here?
Hi, Cloney, Chi-Town Trey. How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, go Cubs, go.
Hey,
4-1 World Series loss.
Hey, holy cow.
That's right, Harry. There's two things I just want to point out, in the second, which I'll get to is, you know, I hope Tony's listening. I want to say something to him, but there's one thing that stood out to me about Tennessee football and Tennessee basketball this year. I can't remember
okay.
the last time, in the last 15 or so years where we've had that. Maybe somewhere around 2007 we had it.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing you have is, there is no quit, and there's in Tennessee football and Tennessee basketball, there is no quit. There is no quitting like what you saw under Conzo or Dooley or even Kiffin. Like, there is no quit in this basketball team. We all thought they were dead 2 days ago, and there's been numerous times throughout this year where they'll just have a horrible loss. And even though inconsistency is bad, this basketball team has some fight, and mm-hmm. they, you know, you never know what you're going to get out of them. But they've played toe-to-toe with every remaining team in this tournament.
Yes.
Same with the football team. So that means a lot to me.
Listen, I'm taking, moving forward, I don't care what the line is. I mean, tomorrow I'm sure LSU will be I can't imagine it would be over, it wouldn't be double digits, but maybe 7-8 points.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm taking Tennessee in that. I mean, they're going to be in it. This team, I mean, you're going to have to, kidnap those guys. I mean, no way they don't show up and at least play well. I mean, they're gonna be in it regardless of who they play. There's just, you can see it in their eyes. You can see the fight. This team believes. I see more camaraderie. I see this team, you know, after free throws, you know, fist pumping. I mean, this team is playing as a team. And a lot of times, man, that happens when you lose your star. When you know for a fact you've lost them. They didn't know. Those last three games of the season. Weren't really sure.
Without question. What's KP's seventh leading scorer in the United States?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Top 10.
So, yeah, and he's really all we had, but I countered that. Keith did. I'm sure we all did. And that shows so much character of this team. And yeah, it's going to end up being a losing record, but the fact that we could possibly be in the semifinals after tomorrow. And I'm like you, man. I'm probably betting on, Tennessee over LSU because rarely see a team, I'm seeing TCU come on here against West Virginia, you know, a team that has more to play for getting totally outplayed, especially Vandy. When he's in Lenardi's, they dropped out of the last four in.
Yeah.
So I just saw that on the screen. So I just think that says a lot. When they come out and do that against teams like Vandy and LSU that really need to be focused. The Tennessee, man, it's just very impressive that they there's absolutely no quit no matter what.
Let me say this, and this has probably been, you know, the Achilles so far in the first year, early on, obviously, in his tenure with Coach Barnes, but it's been recruiting. I think a lot of people would have felt like, and believe me, I followed the basketball recruiting probably a little more than I do the football, and looking at the basketball, excuse me, and Keith talked about this earlier in the year. He says, I got a feeling Fulkerson, you know, a couple of these guys are going to be certainly Bone out of the mid-state. These guys are going to be rated higher as the season goes along. And we've seen that. We've seen one, you know, certainly two guys elevated into four-star. I mean, Josh Bone is I mean, he's like skyrocketing up the ranks as far as guards. But let me say this: Nashville is loaded with sophomore, junior athletes, and knowing some people in the mid-state. And I'm telling you right now, Rick Barnes, if he's not retired, and I know Tony says that a lot, but if this staff is hungry, this is a, I mean, you're talking about being able to walk into a living room, being able to get after it on social media and show these kids, look at what we did with this group of guys. You want to come and be a part of this. Don't go to Vanderbilt. Don't head over to Mississippi State. Don't let Ben Howland come convince you to come, or go to Alabama and play with Avery Johnson. Now we've got something to sell, kids. We're down there. That talent level in Nashville, and it's a lot of underclassmen. It's football in high school football and high school basketball. There are some primo athletes that are underclassmen. This could be a really big building block. And I know this sounds cliche. But I think this could be big in recruiting for Rick Barnes.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the fact that, 14 and 18 or something, the fact that our name is flashing across the bottom of the ESPN bottom line right now, and you bring up a good point, it's not just Nashville football recruits. That city's just blowing up with basketball talent. So it's definitely key for us. You know, it's going to be, I feel like there's going to be a lot of big battles with us and Vandy coming down there. And Memphis is always going to be there. Loaded with talent. So, I think this, Arian Foster and Gary Danielson don't agree, but momentum is real, and Tennessee's got the mo right now, and I can totally see that carrying over to next year. It's absolutely something to build on. If they're doing that with that roster, then there's a lot to be excited about once we, I don't know. I'm kind of indifferent on Barnes right now, but I just seeing the players we have right now, if we just, build on that, I think the future can only get better.
Oh, no question. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, and I just want to say, kind of reading between the lines of what Tony's been saying the last two basketball overtimes, the last 24 hours, to me it sounds like he's going to hang it up or something, or at least take a hiatus. Hopefully it's the latter. So I just want to say, Tony, if you're listening, man, you mean a lot to all of us. There's days where it's just been really, really bad days, and I have a show to look forward to, listening to you and Sean and Urbino, whoever, and Hatfield. So I really hope that's not the case, that Tony's, I don't know what's going on, just from what it sounds like. So I hope he's, if he's not, obviously you got to do what you got to do, take some time or whatever, but he knows he means a lot to us, and I really hope that if he's leaving, it's not for too long. But I think many of us will be very sad if Tony decides to leave or whatever happens there. So I just, I was really upset. Yeah, I was just changing the laundry last night, and I heard him say something, and I was like, oh, shoot, that's not good. That didn't sound good, so we'll see. But, yeah, I just wanted to say that.
Oh, yeah, I mean, well, that's news to me. I haven't heard Tony mention any of that. In fact, I've seen him more recharged here lately and looking to do, so many things. Of course, as you know, he's got the face for TV as well. And doing the TV thing as Ole Miss is out. Well, it's 12-8 now. Alabama hits a three. Alabama, you can always count on football and having at least one, many football players, but, they've got a guard that even has the Bama bangs going on. And, they're right there in it. 12-8 as, Moody was out, early and often for Ole Miss, but,
To
touch on that, I don't know anything about Tony stepping away. I think probably what he's referring to is with probably going to miss these basketball overtime shows. Obviously there's no games. I don't know though. Maybe we can get him in here in the summer, as Philly would say. Maybe we're going to be here in the summer and do some of Rocky Top. I mean, have a Hatfield show up for the Rocky Top games over at Bearden High School, and then TB can break it down. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Good talking to you, Clooney. Excellent job.
Hey, appreciate you, Chi-Town, man, and go Cubs for sure. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you.
Cubs go.
Yeah, that's right. Fly the flag, baby. And, hey, we do appreciate him. Let me do this. Let me, reset. We'll get a little break here. Always a pleasure here on the, filling in with, Smartway and the Garza Law Firm Basketball Overtime Show. Listen, tomorrow you're looking at about a 3 p.m., our time, Eastern Knoxville time, tip, unless you have overtime in the first game. So you're looking at, you know, man, stay on your phone, Periscope, Twitter, TB is going to let you know when they go live. And hopefully, man, I mean, this place would be rocking. Knoxville will be rocking if they can get the W tomorrow against LSU. And I tell you what, I'm gonna call my buddy up here, Clark from Select Tickets. You need two. How many you need down there for Saturday semifinal? I mean, his phone is gonna be blowing up. How many people, Vol fans, who didn't really think we had any chance, myself included? I am heading to Nashville, but don't know that I'm gonna be going over and catching a game. I wasn't planning on for basketball viewing purposes, but hey, you know what? I may have to catch a game. If they get there Saturday, I may definitely see if we can't get in there, me and the boy there. So anyways, this could be big. And according to Clark at Select Tickets, I guarantee you Vol fans will be showing up. More will be showing up in Nashville, Music City, baby. So let's do this. And I'll keep the Periscope rolling here a little bit. We're going to roll into neutral zone. Let me get a break real quick. And like I said, just flew out straight from work, grabbed some food, and jumped in here real quick and to give Tony a break so he could get out. And appreciate Hatfield again. Smartway and Garza Law Firm, they make it happen and make it possible. Every post game right here, big thanks to them. And we'll come back here in just a moment. I'm gonna get some get my commercials up here, and we will roll it out right here, and we will be right back.
Spread the word and get the app at TonyBasilio.com for Android and iPhones.
Royal Moving and Storage, royalty for moving and storage. Residential and commercial moves. It's all covered. Available 24/7 with a 1-hour notice. Royal Moving and Storage is locally owned, and we also do packing and internal moves too. Royal Moving and Storage does deliveries. Give my man Shane Grimes a call at 705-6928. That's 705-6928. 705-6928. Ready to move? Head to the Crown. The kings of moving and storage. Royal Moving and Storage.
With the fall upon us and football season here, finally, you can take all those honeydew items off your list. Check them off your list. Call my good friend Gene over at Knox Home Improvement at 386-9551.
Gentlemen.
Gene is the man with home improvement.
He is the quarterback in the Knoxville home improvement area.
Mike Weird, what's his business called?
Knox Home Improvement. 386-9551.
Whether it's interior, exterior, he can take great care of you.
TR, you tell me.
Hey, yeah, man, this guy's next level, brighter. Knox Home Improvement, dude.
He is the quarterback in the home improvement. He can do gutters. You've got gutter cleaning. He'll install siding. Pretty much anything.
Hardwood flooring.
Hardwood flooring, absolutely.
Painting?
Yes.
Knox Home Improvement. Call my boy Gene, 386-9551.
He do plumbing?
No, he doesn't.
No electrical, no plumbing. You know, if you need a doggy door installed, I'm sure this guy can do it for you. Gene at Knox Home Improvement, 386-9551.
Basilio here with the clone. Cloney, tell me about Pow Station.
Well, it was formerly Vic's Craft Beer Garden. Unbelievable atmosphere. Pet-friendly, under new management. 27 beers on tap. You gotta love it.
27 beers on tap? That can make for quite a happy round table.
Yeah, man. I tell you what, those growler sales and 4-packs and 6-packs to go, it's beautiful. 2 to 7 every day, a happy hour, $3.50 pints.
2 to 7 every day, happy hour. What was the deal on the pints again, Steve?
$3.50.
Yeah, you mumble a little bit sometimes.
Yeah. Be a good, fun time down there to have you down there strumming the six string, because they got live music, too, and you can check their Facebook for that.
And they have great food to eat there, too, right, Cloney, at Powell Station?
Well, they do. They have great food, and you can even take it outside over a covered porch. TV's outside for great viewing. Football season's right around the corner. Let this place be the quarterback for the Knoxville craft beer destination.
Powell Station on the Bill Clinton Highway.
Right there across from Home Depot on Shod Road.
Powell Station, be there.
Basilio's on a roll. Yeah, I mean really on a roll at the sushi spot. Come try my roll with crab yellowtail, jalapenos, tuna, spicy eel sauce, spicy spot sauce, sriracha, green onion, and tobiko. Yes. And Yoshi. And remember, Sushi Spot has a full hibachi menu, if you like it hot, as well as traditional rolls, as well as specialty rolls like the Masilio. And from the nigiri, to the sashimi, to the maki, or just tamaki. Sushi Spot always delivers with a fresh and delicious taste. Also your home of sushitizers. And remember, Sushi Spot features daily lunch specials and great dinner time deals too. Sushi Spot, where Basilio's on a roll, and you will be too. A great spot for lunch or dinner, Monday through Saturday off Emory Road, next to Tanoba North. You can eat it raw or not, but eat it at the Sushi Spot. Basilio here with a tip for the gambler out there. If you're going to gamble on a pre-owned car, do it with my friends at Carnes Motor Company. Rob, Brian, and Gino will take great care of you, as they have me for years. And all cars are inspected by a certified mechanic. And they do bumper-to-bumper service work there, too, with trained mechanics. When you're ready to gamble on a pre-owned vehicle, do it with Carnes Motor Company.
Join me Thursday night, 7 Eastern, in the neutral zone with the clone here on TonyBasilio.com, and I guess on one of them old smartphone apps. Okay, then. Now back to my boy Basilio. Hello.
At a room on the strip for 10 years in Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror and she only ages.
She's been welcome. It helps when I put the right one on records.
Everybody's buying.
Welcome into Neutral Zone.
Says I'm a simple girl myself.
Grew up on my own island.
That's a big win tonight. I can't wait to hear Dom talk about.
Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country. Look at them boots. She's gone.
Keith Hatfield's favorite city in the U.S. of A. is Nashville, Tennessee. My boy Keith ripping on Nashville. I tell you what, though, much better. Much rather be playing the tournament there than down in Atlanta. We were just absolutely cursed there. What a dump that is, too, down in Atlanta. The only thing they got now is Ella Dorsey.
He's been writing songs, speaking out against wealth and privilege.
Lots of NFL free agency news, and we're going to break that down. You know what? I'm not the least bit bitter, upset with Brock Osweiler. Hey, listen, a lot of Bronco fans jumped off when Peyton retired. Love Peyton, but I love the Broncos. I will stay with the Broncos. I don't care if it's Colin Kaepernick, if it's whoever's quarterbacking my Broncos. Am I a little concerned? Yes. But I respect, and I've got total respect for John Elway. Not just as a player, but what he's been able to do, and the fact that Brock Osweiler basically cut off all relations with the team for nearly 2 weeks, did not respond, did not communicate, was not willing to really negotiate. He was bitter. I mean, the guy was bitter that a Hall of Fame quarterback, they gave him the keys after he had He had five turnovers on their on offense led by Osweiler in that final game against the Chargers. And Peyton came in, gave him a little juice. Let's crank it up right here. Let's go to the phones right here. 200-5402 if you want to jump in. Again, Smartway and Garza Law Firm. Basketball overtime has ended, but we keep the potty going right here. It's like Vladdy with the Lakers back in the day. Vladdy liked the potty. Let's keep it rolling right here in the neutral zone. Who's our first caller tonight? Welcome in. Who we got?
Hey, call us JM.
JM, what's up, man? Big win.
Hey, I'm a little bit embarrassed because I actually called Basilio and him about an hour ago, so I don't really like to call.
Oh, man, it's two different shows, bro. You're double dipping. Yes.
I'm just convinced myself that this is kind of like when you call Dewey at around 1 o'clock and then you can turn back around and call Basilio at, from 3 to 6.
Yes.
You know, the same callers. Yeah, that was the good old days, man. Hey, you remember when, speaking of that, you remember when, I was telling a buddy of mine this the other day, you remember when people would call into Basilio at like 3:30, and it'd be some old guy that like missed out on Dewey's show, and he'd be like, hey, if you could pass it along, man, I got 24-17, and
I know.
That's great, man.
Oh, it was. It was like, hey, that's a good point. Good point. Basilio will be sitting there eating a sandwich or something, a wrap.
Like he's taking it down.
Oh,
yeah, I'll pass that along, brother.
Yeah, I'll pass it along.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, that's a huge win, man. Huge win.
Man, this is awesome, dude. I'm sitting outside, and this breeze is incredible, and just... You know, having Basilio programming to listen to this time of night after a big win. This is cool, man. I think we don't, you know, we take stuff like this for granted, but this is a fun moment. I hope we can get back next year to where, you know, we're in tournament contention and stuff like that, because this stuff is so fun this time of year.
It is.
It's just.
It really is.
It really is a crime that we're fighting for. You know, our next game is our last game if we lose, and I think we ought to be in better position than that given some of the games we've blown this year.
Right.
I hope quickly, very quickly, we can get back to where we're not even worrying about the conference tournament. It's just something you can enjoy. You already know you're in. You're just waiting on your seating and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, man, I, how many times did we go to Atlanta, and even when Bruce had it rolling here, and we would just go down there, and it was just all the air, boom.
It was like the team played like the fan base felt.
Yeah, it really did.
Like they felt that nervousness, or knew the history of Tennessee in the conference tournament or something. Yeah, like that year, the year that the storms came, GQF was talking about that earlier. You know, Tennessee was the heavy favorite that year. We won the regular season. I think we were ranked like in the top five going into the conference tournament. And I guess that was the year we barely beat South Carolina in the first round. Or not the first round, but our first game because we had a bye. And then lost to Arkansas in that next game on Georgia Tech's campus. You know, of any year, you kind of thought that would be the year that we win it. And then there was that year, I guess it was 2009, where we weren't that great in the regular season, but we started to play well towards the end, and we actually made the final against Mississippi State and blew that game. So we had a chance to win the conference tournament that year. That's something I've always wanted to do. We've never won this conference tournament my whole lifetime, even in our best years. But geez, man, like all the stuff that this fan base has endured with that program in the past 6 years, with the Pearl firing and different coaches and the petition and all this slop, like we're due something miraculous, like a championship run in this tournament. Odds are stacked against it, but man, this fan base is owed a lot. Some blind luck. It'd be nice for once, you know.
Yeah, we just. Man, you know, yeah, exactly. And, you know, the one year you almost have it with Wade the Fade and Allen and what, we get to the finals.
Oh, man, yeah.
I mean, no one saw that coming.
The NIT.
But we didn't even, I mean, at least we had a guy who could put our team on, you know, on our back. And
put it in the hole.
Yeah, but, man, I tell you what, you know, in the Maul Paxwell line, I'm sure the Maul Paxwell line probably has us as a, what would you guess, probably 8 to 10 point.
Well, we were
dog
when the game started today. I think we were actually a double digit underdog, like 10 or 10.5.
Yeah, today, but I'm talking about for LSU.
Well, but what I was saying is, I think it'll be a little less than it was today. So I would say 7-8 points.
Because what did it move to? Now that was an afternoon game here in Knoxville, and that was the first game. That was when we learned that morning. That, and yes, it is a great day to be alive, Travis Tripp, right here in Big Orange Country. But, yeah, so that game went from like a pick 'em to them favored by like 3 or something, just off of that news. So you got to think, neutral side, I don't know, neutral side, I figure they got to be what, a 6-point, 7-point favorite?
Yeah, and man, I keep forgetting that the darn thing is in Nashville. You would think that we'd have even more support there tomorrow, like maybe a home game type atmosphere. I can't imagine there'd be that many LSU fans.
I shot Clark
select tickets.
I shot him a message and
two in the dry.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want
men and Pete, we'll get two in the dry.
Yeah. But old Clarky, man, you know, he'd be like,
yeah, I could probably get some. I can give you a good deal on the pass for the rest of the tournament. I mean, if Tennessee gets trashed, then, yeah, you can just turn around and make bank off of some blue hair up there. yes.
Yeah. The only thing I'm concerned about, man, is our team was really gassed late in that game. Those last 5 minutes, it was just like, just hold on for dear life. So hopefully at the hotel tonight, they're just watching Netflix and or sitting in the tub or something. Just chill out.
Yeah, hopefully just chill. And, you know, I guess in a way it's kind of good that the opponent that we've got because, I mean, they're not a team, you know.
They play dead anyway. So
they play dead at times. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm sure they'll bring some energy. But yeah.
Yeah. And see, LSU's a team that's been fighting for their tournament lives for a few weeks now, and they haven't shown any energy. So, you know, hopefully for our sake, that level of desire continues against us tomorrow. Basilio made a great point. I think that our guys will come out fired up. It's just a matter of, you know, physically, can they maintain throughout the game? We'll probably have to substitute a lot more tomorrow than we did today.
No question.
We stuck with that same, basically the same 6 players the entire second half today. And Shambari Phillips didn't play much at all. Alexander was...
Yeah, what was up with Phillips?
I think he just... I think
pressure
he
just, and just...
Just didn't have it today. Now I think he should have played a little more than he did, but we got the win, so you can't argue with that.
I'm like you. I think early, too. You know, you want to get off to a good start, but, man, I would, you know, you could, I mean, you've played ball, JM, man. You take a guy like who's asked to do so much and a guy like Moore. And Amani Moore, man, with that pressure now, that luckily they're not a trap and press team, Johnny Jones led team, but in LSU, but you still want to give Moore. Give him, you know, even if it's just take it, you know, responsibilities of being one. I would hope Phillips shows up tomorrow, and I hope Barnes has got the confidence to let him play the one some. If anything, just to give Moore a little bit of break, give his, you know, legs a little break.
And get Shambari some shots. We need we need three-pointers to fall. I mean, that's our bread and butter.
Money!
And money!
Yeah,
and, we need a couple of those.